every living being, we need to learn to cherish them. Equally, to cherish all living beings equally. And to help them. Buddha uses the word, always help them. So we need to have a mind that always wants to help others, that always wants to help other living beings. It says here, to help them with loving kindness and compassion. So this is a heartfelt feeling that we can develop through the meditations that we'll look at. This heartfelt feeling of always wanting to help through loving kindness and compassion. We're going to learn how to live a life of kindness. How to maintain a mind, an attitude, we can say, of kindness. Loving kindness and compassion. And express that attitude in our daily life. Everything that we think, everything that we say, everything that we do, to express this feeling that we hold in our heart, wanting to help every living being. And in particular, those living beings with whom we meet, work, and live directly. To show them loving kind, to show them only loving kindness and compassion. Can you imagine if everyone accomplished this, how the world would change? Even in one small community, if everybody tries to live in this way, to see each other in this way, maybe just a family unit or some other community, a workplace or in a Dharma center or what have you. Everybody tries to perceive each other in this way, to feel about each other in this way, and to act accordingly, always trying to help. So this beneficial intention is the core of Mahayana Buddhism, wishing to help others. We can wish to help others in two ways. One is to reduce their problems and their suffering, maybe we could say eventually to eradicate their problems and their suffering. On the other hand, to find inner peace, to find happiness, and help them to increase their experience of peace and happiness. This is how we help. So we think, if we're going to live a life of kindness, it seems that our actions, what we think, what we say, what we do, must be designed to reduce suffering and increase happiness in other people. This is, I believe, what Buddha is encouraging us in this verse. Always help them with loving kindness and compassion. It's hard to find a more beautiful sentiment than that. So how do we make this a reality in our life? How can we get to that point where we spontaneously hold this wish and we spontaneously behave in this way, that we become somebody who contributes only love, only kindness, only compassion to this world? Never has a wish to take advantage of other people. Never has a wish to inflict suffering or harm on others. So here Buddha says, you should recognize all living beings as your mothers or fathers. This is really the key to living a life of kindness. It's to do with how we perceive other living beings, how we see them, how we feel about them, how we relate to them depends upon how we see them.